Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are doing Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. The Mishnah talks about calculating all the different payments that you make for being Ma'anis or Mefata girl. So we said it's not only the Knas, that's easy to calculate. The Torah says Chamishim Shekel, but how do you assess all the other payments? Ezvi Boshes, how do you assess a payment for embarrassment? So Akalafi Hamim Vayesh, Vamis Vayesh. In general, when you're assessing embarrassment, it all depends who the person is that did the embarrassing and who the person was that got embarrassed. Meaning if an Adam Chashuv inflicts the embarrassment, then that's not as embarrassing as if a lowlife would inflict the embarrassment. If the girl is an Isha Chashuva, then the embarrassment is much greater than if the girl is not a Chashuva. Pagam, how do we assess the payment of Pagam? We view her as if she were a shivcha who were being sold on the market. How much was she worth on the open market to sell her before you were ma'aneser, and how much is she worth now that you were ma'aneser mafata her? And that difference is what you pay. Knas shava b'kol adam. Knas is the same. It does not depend on the person. It's always going to be chamishim shkalim. V'kol sheyesh lo kitzman ador shava l'kol adam. Obviously, anything that the Torah sets the value at is going to be shava for everybody. Now, Mishnah Ches, important to understand that there are three stages of a girl's life. There's a stage when she's a ketana, from when she's born until she grows shtei saros and reaches the age of 12. Then when she reaches the age of 12 and has shtei saros, she's a nara, so she's a gedola to some extent. And once 6 months have passed of her being a nara, she becomes a bogeres. She becomes a full-fledged adult. So the Mishnah discusses kol makom sheish mecher in knas. Whenever a girl can still be sold by her father, meaning she's still a katana, then there's not going to be any knas if a man is ma'anis or mafat to her, because knas is only on a girl that is a nara, not when she is a katana. V'kol makom sheish knas in mecher, and if a girl is old enough to that there's a knas payment for being ma'anis or mafat to her, well then she's too old for the father to sell her. It means that she's already a nara, katana yesh la mecher v'ein la knas. A katana is subject to mecher but does not get a knas payment. Nara yesh la knas v'ein la mecher. A nara can receives knas if someone's ma'anis or mafat to her, but the father can no longer sell her because she's somewhat of an adult. Habogeres in la mecher v'lo knas. If a woman is a full-fledged adult, then there's no mecher and there's no knas. The father's not allowed to sell her into servitude, and there's no knas payment for being ma'anis or mafat to her. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, we discussed how do we assess a boshes payment. It all depends on the person doing the embarrassing and the person being embarrassed. How chashuv are they? How do we assess a pagam payment? That's based on the open market. How much would she have been sold for, and how much is she sold for? When it comes to knas, though, that's equal across the board because the Torah just says that it's chamishim shekel. Mishnah Ches, we learned that when a girl is young enough that the father is able to sell her as a shivcha, it means she's too young for anyone to be chayiv a knas payment for being ma'anes or mafat to her. If a girl is old enough to receive a knas payment for being ma'anes or mafat to her, then she's too old for a father to sell her as shivcha. So the two stages we just described are ketana and na'ara. Once she becomes a bogeres, she's not only too old for the father to sell her as a shivcha, she's also too old to receive a knas payment for someone being ma'anes or mafat to her. Okay, Benjamin, tomorrow we'll pick up the Paragimel Mishnah Tess.